This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Meat Friday. In case you're wondering, chorizo armadillo eggs and Traeger Jack Burgers. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
That's on the Traegers here. Tyler, who is also answering phones, he is standing by, 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DP Show. NFL Hall of Fame weekend festivities got underway last night. Raiders beat the Jags. The commissioner picks another neutral appeal officer, former attorney general in New Jersey. I can't imagine the pressure on this guy that we already know the commissioner wasn't happy with the independent judge that they agreed on. Now, hey, no pressure. Would you look at all of this? What if he comes back and says, hey, six games, I agree. Can't appeal the appeal. Yeah, Seton.
Kind of feels like when you ask your dad if you could do something, he says no, so you go ask your mom.
No doubt.
Oh, okay, so six games? Okay, no problem. Let's ask Jim.
But I would always get a different opinion, though, if I asked my mom as opposed to my dad. So in this situation, the commissioner's hoping that he gets to hear what he wants to hear, and that is an indefinite suspension. I go back to what I've been told all along. They want an indefinite suspension. They want him fined at least $10 million, and they want him to seek treatment. That's what I've been told, and I don't think they're wavering from that. Yes, Pauline.
Yeah, you know, I understand the NFL's rationale. If you think about it, the NFL survived last season without Deshaun Watson in it and thrived. So ratings are up. Money's coming in. They don't look at their stars as irreplaceable, but they really look at bad PR. That this is a tag on Roger Goodell in the league if they don't step up on this one. If they lose, if the Browns don't have their star quarterback for this year, it's not going to hurt ratings one bit.
Well, but he was with the Texans, and nobody cared about the Texans.
They would have cared a little.
Now it's the Cleveland Browns. Yeah. Cleveland Browns are a good team.
Yeah.
They are playoff team, maybe a Super Bowl contender. certainly with Deshaun Watson in there. So I think you got to factor that in, that out of sight, out of mind in Houston, where it's like, all right, he's not playing. Who cares? This team isn't any good. Yeah, Pauline.
And then the opposite, you could make the case, Tom Brady's not in trouble at all for being part of a tampering scheme that he was part of. He wasn't the victim of it. And when we asked the NFL said players are not part of the punishment.
Well, agents should be.
Right.
If you say, all right, we're not going to bring Tom Brady in here and question him and punish him, the agent knows about tampering. Maybe the player doesn't know as much. Maybe, you know, not up to speed on the windows there. Maybe. But the agent should know. Yes, he.
But there's got to be a point where everything is okay. There has to be everything that's happening is okay up to this point, and now it's tampering, right? So say Tom Brady finds himself on a yacht somewhere in Miami, and they're just hanging out, having fun, having some drinks, and enjoying the nice weather. That's not tampering, right? Even though it's the owner of another team, maybe they're just friends. No big deal. But then as soon as the conversation on that yacht turns to, hey, have you ever thought about coming down and playing here? Now it's tampering. I don't know how you regulate that or legislate that or whatever the words are.
Well, he was under contract with the Patriots when they first reached out to him, or his Brady's side reached out to the Dolphins. This wasn't just, hey, I'm on a yacht and there's the owner of the Dolphins over there. Let me walk over and say hello to Stephen Ross. If there wasn't, you know, a track record here of what happened before when he was with the Patriots, then he was with Tampa Bay, then I would say, okay, I understand that. You know, hey, happenstance. Hey, I just happened to meet the owner of the Dolphins. I get that. But no, you got Sean Payton, in my opinion, to quit the New Orleans Saints. Why else are you quitting? You don't want to coach? Wait, you do want to coach. You can't coach. Now you're going to go into the media for a year and then get out and then you're going to coach again. So they did tamper with him, and they tampered with the Saints. Yes,
I don't remember who it was, but I wish I could give them credit for it. But they were talking about how we don't know how close Tom Brady was to playing for the Saints. That if Drew Brees had actually gone into the TV booth that year earlier rather than come back, Tom Brady probably would have been playing for the Saints with Sean Payton.
Now, there are a lot of teams guilty of tampering with Tom Brady. I'm sure of that. When they knew that he was ready to leave. You know, you could say that maybe the Niners were, or the Bears were, Tampa probably tampered with, Tom Brady. But this is a little bit different. This has been in the works for a couple of years, and Sean Payton going, you know, to the Dolphins as well. It feels like that's been in the works for a while. Yes, Todd.
What should the culpability of the player be once they start engaging in those conversations? Is it not their, if they're under contract with the team, is it not their role to say, hey, wait a second, I can't get into that kind of chat about do I want to be a Dolphin?
He went on that yacht knowing he was going to meet with the owner and Brian Flores. He didn't just walk on a yacht and go, I'll be damned, Brian Flores. Hey, Brian. Hey, Steven. This is a choice by Brady and his agent. Yes, he.
But part of that story is Brian Flores being on that yacht being like, whoa, we can't do this. This is tampering. And
he
left.
Was the grown-up.
And left. So that to me means they didn't go there under those circumstances of like, hey, let's get Tom on the boat and figure out how he can start playing for the Dolphins. Because if that was the case, why would Brian Flores have left?
I don't think Brian Flores knew what was going on when Stephen Ross asked him to go on that yacht. I think Stephen Ross probably thought Brian Flores is not going to go on that yacht if he knows we're meeting with Tom Brady. That'd be my gut feeling here. Because it was like, hey, I realize Tom Brady's on there, and I don't want to be part of that. That's tampering. Maybe. But by the way, hot takes from last year, we're bringing those back. That the wrongest and rightest hot takes of 2021. And we have our new hot takes for this upcoming season, 2022. That's coming up in about 15 minutes from now. And if you have a hot take, and it doesn't mean you have to take a pie to the face, we encourage that. We had somebody last hour who said the Jags are winning the AFC South. And I said, all right, pie to the face. Fritzy and Pauly said that they'd make that bet with our listener. We have yogurt-dipped milk bones. These mini bones are great for your puppies. Yogurt-dipped mini bones. dog treats. Go to danpatrick.com. And we're really happy with what we've done with the Penny's Bang Biscuit. So thank you for your support. New T-shirts. If you're a fan of the NBA champs, you'll love it. Go to danpatrick.com. Some great T-shirts there. And there's always a sale going on. First hour, we talked about the game last night a little bit. We talked about Aaron Rodgers' spiritual journey as he went to some country and took ayahuasca, which is, I guess, a spiritual journey to find your inner something. Or maybe it's your innards that leave you when you take this ayahuasca. But it's something that changed his life. Here's Aaron Rodgers talking about that experience in the offseason.
It was a very deep and meaningful couple nights ceremony, and I came back and knew that I was never going to be the same. And like you said, you don't do that and then, for me, I didn't do that and think, oh, I'm never playing football again. No, it gave me a deep and meaningful appreciation for life. I really feel like that set me on my course to be able to go back in to my job and have a different perspective on things, and then to be way more free at work as a leader, as a teammate, as a friend, as a lover. And I really feel like that experience paved the way for me to have the best season of my career.
You know, I understand, you know, worker and teammate. When he threw in lover, that's like, I needed lover taken out of that because this was just about football.
Yeah, he's throwing out the vibe. Just letting you know, anyone who's interested in this, I am very free as a lover right now. Just letting you know.
Ayahuasca is not the only thing I can do for 12 hours.
Yeah.
Hey-o.
Consult your local doctor.
You heard of the word tantric?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're Sting. Wasn't that the big thing with Sting?
I'm guessing anybody listening to that podcast, their ears perked up when they heard, oh, okay.
Yeah, and teammate.
You're
and,
so free.
Lover. And what?
You're so free.
free, set them free.
There you go. A little Sting reference. A
little Sting reference free,
free,
there.
Just burned some sage right before, and it was
free.
I'm free. Has anybody had a spiritual journey where it changed your life, did something to you, had an impact on you? All right.
Who here needs a spiritual journey?
2016 yeah. World Series was pretty impactful
That's
for me.
That's true. That changed your life.
I did. I've gone to a couple barbecue places. When I left, I felt like a different person.
How about we all go on a spiritual journey?
Yes, a retreat.
How about a retreat just for us, team building?
Yes.
And we all go and we have a spiritual retreat.
But can we go to, like, instead of Peru, how about Malibu? You know, somewhere a
Malibu,
little more.
Malibu, Peru.
Right. Somewhere a little more friendly.
I went to a spiritual retreat with my wife this past year. We went to Mexico. And
first, the hair reveal?
By the way, I had one person who said that the haircut looks decent. So thank you for all the great support. My wife says, I don't care what anybody says. I love the way your hair looks. I said, all right, but doesn't it matter what I say about my hair?
And she went, you're so cute. You're so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she wanted to spike my hair last night, you know, because I said to her at dinner, I said, do you know that the cleaning woman yesterday goes, I would say you look better the day before.
Was she doing like the Harry Kane up hair in the middle thing?
No. But our cleaning woman, Livia, says to me yesterday afternoon when I came in, and she goes, they were making fun of you about today and yesterday. And I said, wait, what do you think? And she goes, yesterday. And I go, oh, my God.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, Paul.
I'm surprised you had time to talk to her. Fritzy's usually asking her 30
questions.
Well,
no, this is late in the afternoon.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah, Fritzy's long gone.
We got to appreciate her honesty.
Yeah.
You didn't like the answer, but she's told you what's up.
So when I give you an honest opinion,
I am devastated and crushed if it's not positive.
Yeah. So I go on this spiritual retreat to Mexico, and I'm not really retreating. I liked, I just said, you know, why don't you go and do that? And you know, certain food and, you know, different yoga. And there was one where they played like the noises and you just sat there for an hour. You lied there for an hour on your blanket.
Was Masha there? Remember the Nicole Kidman?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yikes.
That was a good show.
But there was a woman who just played sounds, and it sounded like the ocean. And you just lied there. That was it for an hour. So it was just like a... And I started giggling. And my wife smacks me, and she goes, no, you can't do that. And... So I did that for an hour, and then we had other foods, and, you know, I snuck in alcohol.
And you're not kidding, by the way.
No.
What, it was not allowed?
No. Ew. No. And I said to my wife, I said, hun, I gotta go get a couple of beers or something.
Was the name of this retreat Rehab?
No, it was not.
The accent over the E.
Rehab.
It sounds like experience.
El Rehab.
They have those in Malibu, too, so we're all right on the same path here.
It sounds like an experience you could have got for buying a sound machine and going to Taco Bell.
It was great because you know, you do a lot of walks. You get to look at gardens. All the stuff that I could have done at home, I was there, and I was probably one of 10 guys who were there. There were probably 150 women there. And then I went in, and you know, my wife says, why don't you go in and get one of those seaweed wraps? Now, I thought it was a food. I thought, well, what's in it? She goes, you're in it. I go, wait, what are we talking about here?
Like, pick a protein? They get like chicken or...
Me?
Yeah. Beefcake.
So I go, I'm not big on massages. I don't do that. And the, you know, so the guy is going to give me a massage. And then he wraps you in seaweed. Like it's a blanket of seaweed. And it's really, really warm. And your arms are at your side. So you can't, you feel like, Todd, you couldn't do it.
That sounds like a problem.
You know, claustrophobic. See, it's 45 minutes. You're in a seaweed wrap. And I go, this isn't any good. And then I get out of it. And my wife, like, how was it? And I go, terrible. Like, I didn't need it. Yes, Todd.
What if you have like an itch or something, or you just whatever. You can't sit perfectly still for 45 minutes in that thing with your arms at your sides. That alone, forget about claustrophobia, would not be good.
Well, that wasn't what bothered me. If I, you know, I had to scratch my nose, it was my arms were at my side, and I was kind of, you know, it's a straitjacket.
Sounds very uncomfortable.
Made of seaweed. But it was a spiritual retreat. But they didn't give me anything. There were no drugs, I don't think. There was nothing like that, like ayahuasca. But
you didn't have to drink a special tea every morning when
no,
you woke up?
No, but there was a lot of tea. There was a lot of herbs, those kind of things. It was all vegan.
I'm out.
No, it was tough. Tough. And then my wife goes, everybody's going on a 7-mile hike. And I go, all right, see you later. And she goes, no, let's do it. I said, all right, what time? She goes, 6 a.m. tomorrow.
What?
I go, oh, my God. These women were animals. They were so in. They were so fast. Like, I'm getting blown away. We're last. They just zoom right by you, and they mean business. I'm like, all right, this is good.
Did you get competitive?
No.
No.
No. Normally, I would, but yeah. In that case, I'm like, we're not going to catch him. Yes, Marv.
Who had it better than you that week?
Everybody! Hot takes 2022 next. I just wanted to sound like SportsCenter again. Next. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, Link Soul. Going to go see some relatives. Going to a wedding this weekend. And I like to bring some Link Soul so I can hand it off to some of the nephews, nieces. Link Soul, they have great things for the summer. temperatures aren't coming down anytime soon, that doesn't mean you have to sacrifice your comfort. When you're moving around, having a great time this summer, Link Soul Boardwalker AC Collection. Love this. Boardwalker AC short, the Saturday workout short, the classic chino. The AC technology comes in every style that you need. Now, let me tell you about what this technology is all about. Link Soul has taken its most technical fabric, specifically designed to be moisture wicking and quick drying. That sounds like Keanu Reeves and John Wick, like he's moisture wicking, quick drying, laser technology, precision cut perforations to give you maximum airflow. Fritzy needs maximum airflow. He loves these shorts.
I love them.
See the entire summer collection at linksoul.com, linksoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
I'm on my spiritual journey, just like Aaron Rodgers. It's a spiritual journey.
It's my journey.
I would go on a journey. I would. Yes.
I'm not for as many laughs as we're having, I'm not against any of those things.
No, I'm not either.
I'm all about it. All about
I
it.
I just don't know if I want to be on a 12-hour ayahuasca journey.
I've been on a journey that lasted a very long time, and I can say that changed me because I've never gone back there.
Yeah. Joshua in Florida. Hey, Josh.
How you doing, Dan?
Good, Josh.
Hey, man, I'm just calling. It's an honor to talk to you. I've been a lifelong fan. I'm just calling about the ayahuasca. It's actually the dimethyltryptamine, DMT. And you actually, it only lasts 15 minutes total, and you go back to straight normal. And it is called the God drug or the entity drug. You actually go into every type of hallucinogen, and it's an amazing experience. And I'll tell you, it will change your life. It is an amazing one.
All right. Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah, Paul.
Is it going to change my life to that? Tell Charlie Sheen I said hello.
Tyler in Virginia. Hi, Tyler.
Hey, Dan and the Danettes. 5'10", 195.
All right.
I'm just wondering if you guys recall back in 1970, I believe, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates were going to have a baseball game.
And Doc Ellis. Down. Yeah, Doc Ellis.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, well, you stole it from me.
Not an actual doctor, by the way. It was spelled D-O-C-K. But, yeah, Tyler, thank you. Doc reportedly went out there on LSD. I think he hit the first four batters of the Cincinnati Reds. And then they threw him out of the game.
What's wrong with Doc today?
Mike in Washington, then we will get to our Hot Takes 2022. Hi, Mike in Washington.
Hey, lit 6'2 and doing damage at 195. So I just, yesterday, I was on hold yesterday, but you couldn't get to me. So Fritz made a comment yesterday, do we have to take callers? So love you, Fritz, but I think you can also get a sponsorship out of this, but you should get a Peloton bike. Have it sitting right next to Fritzy's desk. And so my hot take is by this time next year, Fritzy loses 20 pounds. So every time Fritzy makes one of his comments, you got to hop on that bike.
Nice.
Okay. I like that. You up for that, Todd?
Yeah, I'd hop on the bike if it was right there next to me on my by my desk. And there was a sponsorship?
Well, sure. There's a bike that's like 25 feet behind
you. That's
a
little far, though.
Okay. How about I bring the bike in?
I thought we were talking about a Peloton bike.
No, it doesn't matter.
I need a nice fancy bike where you looks like you're in the Alps and you're going across France or something like that in the bike and they're talking to you. Those are the cool bikes.
Okay. Especially when it comes with those amazing views that the people always put their bike right in front of. They're on the 15th story penthouse in the middle of Manhattan that's probably $35 million, but I'm going to put this bike right in front of me.
Yes, true. The picture would. Hey, can you move the bike? I can't see out.
Oh, it's a view. I got the Golden Gate Bridge right outside of my window. Yeah, just put the bike there.
Yes. Yeah, Paul.
And everyone's neighbor looks like Elle McPherson in 1988. Okay, look across. She's doing it too.
Hi. All right. Hot Takes 2022. But before that, we have to have Hot Takes 2021, the year in review. This is what we said a year ago. The rightest or the wrongest. Paulie, I'll let you take over.
Here's the first one, Dan. This is my first hot take from last year.
All right.
The New Orleans Saints, 12-4 last year. New quarterback. The New Orleans Saints, a lot of excitement around them. They miss the playoffs this year. The New Orleans Saints do not make the playoffs.
Okay.
Now, I look back at that. I was right in my take, but a lot of people predicted that as well. That was not a hot take, though I was right. Here's my second hot take, Dan. All right, here's one more.
All right.
The Green Bay Packers. Ooh. Turmoil in the offseason.
Yeah.
The Green Bay Packers will lose no games in their first 16 games. They will enter week 17, 16-0.
Okay.
Very wrong. They lost four games.
That's true. Okay.
Here is Seton's hot take. He had one last year. One hot take by Seton from last year. Here it is.
Tom Brady is going to throw the most interceptions he's ever thrown in a season this year.
Which would be how many?
14 plus. So starting at 15.
Wow.
But Seton says he'll throw the most interceptions of his career.
This is the year.
Oh, that he goes off the edge?
He goes over the edge this year.
Yep. Off the cliff. Okay, this is the Max Kellerman year.
This is known as the Max Kellerman year because there's so much hype about they returned all of their starters and they've got the best wide receiving core and they're, you know, defending champions. Pick Central.
All right, how did Seton do?
Seton actually started this bet off really well. On opening day last year, Tom Brady had two picks. He had never had two picks in an opening day game of an NFL season. He came in that money. Seton's like, I can't believe his bet was going the right way. That said, Tom Brady led the league in touchdown passes, did not lead the league in interceptions, and threw the second most touchdown passes of his career.
However, none of those things were things that I had said in my hot take about the touchdowns and things like that. Mine was the interceptions. I came very close on most interceptions for his career. His most he's ever thrown is 14, and he threw 12 last year. That's very close.
All right.
Here is Fritzy's first hot take from last year.
All right.
Since he was so used to winning in college, Trevor Lawrence will grow increasingly frustrated with the Jaguars' ineptitude. He will make some big plays here and there, but it won't translate to wins. After week four loss at Cincinnati and being shown up by Joe Burrow, Urban Meyer, even more frustrated, makes a change under center. Enter C.J. Beathard week five at home against the Titans. What?
What?
I don't think that happened.
Trevor Lawrence started all 17 games of his rookie year. Okay. Urban Meyer was more likely.
Now, these are hot takes, once again. They're not well thought out. Yes, Seton.
I think Todd should win an award for most thought out, most detailed hot take.
Yeah, I just said they're not thought out, but it feels like you did thought them out.
I had the chaos of the Jaguars. I should have concentrated, like Paulie said, on the coach's problems.
All right.
Here's Fritzy's hot take number two, 2021.
Andy Dalton does surprisingly well through the first 5 weeks of the season. A close loss at the Rams opening night. They win at home versus the Bengals. Close win at the Browns. A dominant win at home against the Lions, but then a close loss at the Raiders. At 3-2, the Bears fans demand Justin Fields start week six at Soldier Field versus the Packers, but Matt Nagy stays with the Red Rifle.
Paulie?
Extremely wrong. Andy Dalton was benched after week two for Justin Fields.
Right. A lot of S's and slurring. I
yes,
can hear
that's
slurring
true.
Going on.
Like you could hear your shout there.
I really
there.
Do. It's horrible. Yeah. What the heck?
Good thing you didn't have a hot take on the shallow Seahawks.
Soaked all of you talking like that.
Good thing the shallow Supersonics aren't still playing.
Suffering suck attack.
It's
terrible. All right, give me my hot take from 2021.
You did not give one. You were the judge of the hot takes.
Oh, I didn't give one.
No, you were judging hot takes. Here is
soft.
McLovin's hot take from 2020. Now, before we play it, he nailed the first part. He may have not nailed the second part. Listen to the entire take McLovin 1 year ago today.
The Houston Texans will not get the number one pick in next year's draft.
Whoa. Okay.
Because they're obviously intentionally tanking. They've traded another guy today. But they're such an incompetent team that they won't be able to do that right. And we've never seen NFL teams. The Jets tried to do it last year. They have Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, who we've seen scramble his way to three wins in his sleep. I say the Cincinnati Bengals have the number one pick.
Oh, if he'd only stop with the Texans.
We were going to cut it there to be nice to him, but that's not us.
No, we can't do that.
The Bengals, Dan, went to the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah, they did.
The Texans did finish third for the draft. They had the third pick, so he was right at the start, then painfully wrong.
Now, the backroom guys also offered up some hot takes. Now, they didn't make air, but then I asked if we could find out what Marvin said last year at this time, and this is Marvin's hot take. You know, we also had the backroom guys record their predictions for the upcoming season, the 2021 season, and there were some wild ones there, and the one that stood out was Marvin.
My prediction for the 2021 NFL season is that the Bengals will go to the Super Bowl. They won't win the Super Bowl, but they will go to the Super Bowl.
What?
Does Marvin watch sports?
Oh, God, that's bad.
That's hurtful.
Possibly doctored and maybe recorded earlier this morning.
But you're on the record, Marvin.
Yes,
that's
you
incredible.
Are.
Yeah.
Even though you recorded it this morning.
I believed in him when no
did.
One else did.
You did. If you'd only been on the air, then you would have been able to share them. Okay, hot takes 2022. Who wants to go first with the hot take?
Todd Fritz.
Well, no, every time Paulie goes, true. You always go to Todd.
I think Paulie should go first.
Paulie went first last year.
I'll go first.
Seton?
I don't know if these are hot takes or bold predictions, okay. But I've got 2 + 1.
Okay.
Meaning 3.
Okay.
My first one is Sean Payton won't make it the entire year in TV.
Oh, he'll come out of the booth and be a head coach?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That means Mike McCarthy gets fired during the season, but Jerry doesn't fire coaches during the season. And he's a leader. Okay.
Whatever. Leader. Let's see. Number 2 is this year's Super Bowl halftime show. Okay. Got any guesses?
Well, it's in Arizona. I'm going to go country. All country.
Oh man, you're dipping your toes into who I think it'll be.
Okay.
But they're not necessarily a country artist anymore.
Anymore. Yes, Mark.
T-Swift?
T-Swizzle will be your Whoa. Super Bowl halftime show this year.
I like that.
Bold prediction. Hot take, not really sure
which. I love Tay-Tay.
And now this other one, comeback player of the year.
Where did you go to come back?
To just the depths of NFL.
Daniel Jones.
Daniel Jones will be the comeback player of the year this year.
Wow.
Okay. I'm going to give you a hot. I'm going to give you a hot takes there.
Giants have an easy schedule.
Marv. Hot take 2022.
Kind of on the same lane as Seton, the Jets will have more wins than the Giants.
Okay. I don't know if that's hot. That's mildish.
All right, my other one, the Cowboys are going to the Super Bowl.
Okay. Wait, is that just throwing it out because your Jets-Giants thing was really lame?
No.
Okay, Cowboys going to the Super Bowl. Well, you had the Bengals going to the Super Bowl last year.
I wrote Cowboys.
Okay.
All right.
Todd, hot take 2022.
Tom Brady and the Bucks will lose in the first round of the playoffs. TB12 will be largely to blame, throwing at least 2 picks.
Okay.
One and out.
Will that be his last game in the NFL? See, that's where you go hot take-ish.
I'm going to say no, because he's not going to want to go out like that, a first-round loss in the playoffs.
Yeah, but then when you win, you don't want to go out because you just won.
That's true. And the other one I had is expectations are high, but things unfortunately will not go well for Matt Ryan and the Colts. So much so, they'll have a losing season, and their final 2 games will be relatively meaningless. The Colts.
Okay.
Losing season.
Right. Paulie, hot take 2022.
Well, I'm going to go right off where Fritzy left off because I have a Colts hot take. The Indianapolis Colts will have the most victories in AFC and host a playoff game this year. The Indianapolis Colts will have the most regular season victories of any team. They're going to go into the playoffs.
I see what you're doing. Yep. Bad division, and the other teams are in good divisions.
Improve their quarterback.
All right, okay.
I like the Colts to lead the AFC.
In wins
in the regular season.
All right.
The Philadelphia Eagles will make the playoffs this year, Dan. Not a hot take. Their starting quarterback in game 1 will be Gardner Minshew of the playoffs. It will either be by choice or by injury.
Mm-hmm.
Gardner Minshew will be the starting quarterback for the Eagles in their first-round playoff game.
Okay, that's hot. Bloop, bloop. How about this for a hot take? A team that's never won the Super Bowl will win the Super Bowl this year. That's it.
That's big.
That's the hot take. A team that's never won the Super Bowl will win the Super Bowl this year.
Let's go Lions. Browns?
No, I'm not telling you. I'm saying a team... I'm not saying, hey, I got a team. There's a team that has never won the Super Bowl that will win the Super Bowl.
Got you. Okay.
That's it. Is that a hot take? Yeah, Paul.
Yeah, because, well, now the Bills would be not hot. But the Vikings or the Falcons or the Cardinals or the Titans, that's hotter. Much hotter. Chargers?
Cardinals have won.
They won one? They appeared in one.
So... The team that hasn't won the Super Bowl wins the Super Bowl.
That's fun.
Yeah. All right. So that's it. That's Hot Takes 2022.
Yeah.
falling off a cliff.
Felt like we needed something there.
No,
like
you
to
did.
Wrap it
you
up
did.
Like some music, some applause,
my
some
bad.
Like, hey, all right, yeah, we did it. Let's wait till we do it again next year.
Dun, 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 dun.
A little energy or something.
I need a an applause sign.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. Yeah.
We didn't need that.
You said you wanted to end it with something, so.
Well, I didn't want to do that to Todd.
It is kind of off-putting, to say the least, sound of that.
He wasn't even sure if he should show up.
Cannot believe that.
Wow.
It's just an unbelievable soundbite.
Seton making fun of you.
And he's always usually on my side.
He frowns whenever he's
like,
mm,
he's always got my back. But you know what? That is awful and it needs to be made fun of.
At this point, I mean, come on. That cat is out of that bag. I mean, we've already. I'm trying to appreciate just what an amazing moment that was captured right there.
It was. And then he said, we doctored it.
I had no idea until I heard it that it sounded like
play
that.
It again, Marv.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. It's like I'm purposely doing it to like impersonate somebody. What is that? A lot of saliva? Like I have some invisible bite plate in my mouth or something.
You couldn't do that now if I ask you to do it.
I don't think so. It's like a 12-year-old on getting braces for the first time trying to talk.
Can you say Steve Sarkisian and the Seattle Seahawks?
Steve Sarkisian and the Seattle Seahawks. That's just because I'm talking a little slower.
Yeah.
When I start getting hyper and talk
you
fast,
that's why if you speak slower.
The tongue and the saliva gets all over
Marv,
the place.
Play it one more time.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up. I cannot believe how horrible it sounds. That's just ridiculous.
Let's take a break.
I really thought I had to go to the doctor after you guys played.
Oh, that. I know you did.
I thought I was doing the tongue touching my nose stroke thing, like that I was going through some kind of.
Can you imagine he goes to the doctor's office and he plays the audio from our show? Doc, I just want you to hear this.
I got a problem. Okay, what's wrong? Okay, let me play this for you.
He wasn't even sure if he should have shown up.
Nurse, get in here. Stat.
Yes, stat.
Yes. Stat.
Yeah, it sounds like someone having some kind of medical event where they need to pull over on the side of the road.
Let's take a break. Phone calls coming up. If you got hot takes, fire away. And we'll come back with your phone calls after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know, it takes a lot to get me speechless, Pauly. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice, and you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Whoa, okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling, only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. Update the poll results. Some phone calls here. By the way, if you were curious about Bill Belichick and his thoughts on fantasy football, you don't have to think about it anymore.
My friends and I watch a lot of football, more than our moms would like, and we're obsessed with fantasy football. Even though you don't play, do you think it's a good or bad for the NFL?
Yeah, honestly, I don't really have any opinion on that because fantasy football doesn't mean anything to me. Like, we're just trying to win games out here, and so I don't know who's hot, who's not, who wins, who doesn't. Like, I don't really care about that. I just care about whether we win. So, yeah, I have fun with that.
Okay, Yank Coke.
I got a kid reporter there asking about fantasy football.
You can't even throw the kid
Come on. Come on. Yeah, Paulie.
Yeah, it's a kid who won some type of opportunity to go to an NFL camp. He's a 14-year-old young reporter, and he asked him a well-thought-out question.
Yeah,
I don't really care about that.
I don't care who wins or who loses.
Thanks,
care.
Coach.
Yes, Sean.
I could relate to that lisp. I appreciate the fact that he stayed Bill Belichick and didn't, kowtow to this kid. I got to be extra nice to him. You want the experience of being a journalist? I'm going to, kind of blow you off like I do everybody else that's been in the business for a long time.
Jim in Louisiana joins us. Hi, Jim. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
Good.
My wife is a speech therapist, so I recorded Fritzy snoring when he was talking, and I played it for my wife, let her decide what's wrong. Oh, he has a frontal something. She said, no. He talks normal most of the time. He said, oh, well, that's easy. He has too much bit in his mouth. So he has either swallow it.
You can't have a message you're relaying from a speech therapist, and then we can't make out what you're saying.
But that sounded clearer than when I talk, even with the garbled cell phone.
Did he say you have too much spit in your mouth?
It sounded like he was something along the lines of a saliva-related thing, if I could hear the bits and pieces of what was breaking up there.
Okay.
That word was spit.
Yeah. Let's see. John in Virginia. Hi, John. What's on your mind?
Dan, I'm doing great. Happy holidays. Have to ruin one of Seton's hot takes. As you know, the the halftime show is usually sponsored by Pepsi, and Tay-Tay is a longtime spokeswoman for Diet Coke.
Yep.
Ooh, that is...
Yeah. I think that came up point. When...
Britney Spears or Christina Aguilera or...
Yes, at that point.
Yeah, Daniel, I can find a couple stories where one of the targets for the halftime show was Taylor Swift because of her global brand, and because of the Pepsi deal, she could not.
I thought Pepsi was not sponsoring anymore.
That I can't find who is the sponsor for 2023.
Seton O'Connor.
I'm still holding on to that. Okay. T-Swizz.
Tay-Tay is a halftime show. I'm going country.
Hello? That's...
Well, that's like saying Shania Twain is country. I'm talking country.
Shania Twain was country the whole time. Taylor Swift cut the cord at one point.
Well, there's a lot of people who are dipping into country now because that's a extremely loyal fan base, and they buy.
Some of the more popular and sold and downloaded songs with country music the past 5 years are country artists and hip-hop rap artists doing debuts.
Yes, Marv.
I want Chris Stapleton. That's my new favorite country artist. He sings.
He's incredible.
A good singer.
I love telling that story. Well, Darius Rucker tells the story because Chris Stapleton writes music as well. He wrote a song for Adele. Didn't even know who Adele was. Because I asked him that. I said, oh, you wrote a song for Adele. And he goes, I don't even know who she was. So Darius would say, if you write a song, do not sing the song, because then I know that I can't make it any better than what you did. Yes, Seton.
This is from May 26th, 2022. Pepsi ending sponsorship of Super Bowl halftime show will focus on digital and video other NFL properties. Bloop, bloop.
But that's why I am the National Sportscaster of the Year. I told you that I thought the Pepsi deal ended. Thank you.
All right.
Nate in North Carolina. Hey, Nate.
What up, DP?
Hey, bud.
Two bold predictions for the NFL season. Number one, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm a huge Cowboys fan. I think there will be a new head coach for the Dallas Cowboys by the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he's already on the team. I think it's Dan Quinn. He comes in to take over the reins from Matt McCarthy. Right. And that's happened before. Wade Phillips got fired midseason. Jason Garrett came in.
Okay.
We know how that worked out. Secondly, Coach of the Year candidate is in Florida. His name is Mike McDaniel. I think he's going to be the Coach of the Year. I think the Dolphins surprise, make the wild card. I love Mike McDaniel. If you watch any of his interviews,
yeah, very, he's a really very creative guy. Yeah, yeah, he's still got that, you know, it's like a new car. It smells good. You know, it's like, he's got that new car feel. He's good in the press conferences, at least now. And then he's going to get tired of that. He'll get tired of us. Yes, Paulie.
Got to be careful with the Dolphins, though. They were 9-8 last year. They weren't 4-13 or something.
I was going to say the Lions made the playoffs.
I'm
going to say the Lions make the playoffs. That would be considered a hot take. How bad is Matthew Stafford's elbow? Bill Plaschke from the LA Times will give us his thoughts on that. Final hour in this Meat Friday coming up. One more item. We close out hour two. Every week we talk about our friends at Panini America. They're the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Also the official trading cards, NFL, NBA, UFC, NASCAR, and La Liga. This is the place to go. You go to PaniniAmerica.net. Now also check out the NFT marketplace at PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain. One-of-a-kind digital cards available in packs or at Panini's public auctions that are located on the site. You got the hottest rookies, biggest superstars, all-time greats, feature official products from the leagues that I mentioned. Don't miss out on the newest UFC NFT release. Pull the top fighters or a special NFT that'll send you for a VIP experience to UFC 278. Share your cards in the public gallery, complete challenges to earn exclusive award cards, and build a wish list for the items you love. Also, the Donruss card's going to sell out. You got to go to PaniniAmerica.net. PaniniAmerica.net, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The utterly inspired all-electric EQE sedan from Mercedes-Benz. With hundreds of customizable comfort settings inside the cabin, it's the EV that recharges you. The vehicle is all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQE.